I'm Mike and Scott. This is The Pulse. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. The way doctors treat different illnesses and conditions is guided and often changed pretty dramatically by research. But what if those research studies prove to be wrong? This happened with chronic fatigue syndrome, a highly influential research study originally published in The Lancet in 2011, now appears to have been based on flawed science. This comes after the researchers were court-ordered to release their original data. In this week's edition of our series Patient Files, we hear from a science writer in Santa Fe, New Mexico, who has a very personal connection to this story.
So I'm Julie Raymeyer, and I'm a math and science journalist. I'm also a patient with chronic fatigue syndrome. I was building my own house and found myself really exhausted. I figured, okay, I just need to get this house done, and then I'll be fine. And I finished the house, and I just never really got my energy back. And over a period of years, it gradually got worse and worse. In 2006, I was living in DC and had the first episode where I couldn't walk. The neurologist diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome, and for him, it was pretty clear that it meant I have nothing to offer, get out of my office. There were no treatments, no tests, no other doctors to go see, nothing. And I saw a number of other doctors too, and I ended up just feeling like these doctors don't have anything to offer. I mean, there are all kinds of diseases where we don't have good treatments. But we do have trained doctors. We have conferences. We have reasonable press coverage. We have science that's happening on some level. And none of that is there for chronic fatigue syndrome. And I really felt so alone and abandoned. So for many years, I just tried to manage it. And the key to that really was pacing myself, not overdoing it. You know, it was sort of like having 100-pound weights tied to my legs. It was like, yeah, this is a drag, but I'm strong. I can handle it. And then in 2011, I just completely collapsed. I got much, much, much sicker. And for a year, I was bedbound about half the time. I couldn't make a living. I didn't have family to fall back on. I was living by myself, and I couldn't even really safely take care of myself. I first learned about this really influential study that claimed that therapy and exercise were the best treatments for chronic fatigue syndrome in 2011, which was also when I was at my very sickest. I was reading the New York Times on my cell phone and saw this headline that said, "Psychotherapy eases chronic fatigue syndrome, study says." And learned that there was this British study published in The Lancet, this highly prestigious medical journal, that claimed that gradually increasing exercise and a particular form of psychotherapy made 60% of patients feel better and made 22% of them recover. And I was just astounded. The idea that gradually increasing exercise would work made no sense. I had learned through experience that that was exactly what I shouldn't do. And then over the following months, I saw its influence spread and health recommendations around the world. So I did some research, and I found that there were a group of patients who were way ahead of me who had studied this trial in impressive detail, and it had really, really huge problems. One of the most amazing problems is they defined recovery in such a way that you could enter the trial, get sicker, and at the end be said to have recovered. That was research misconduct. Almost a year ago, a journalist came out with a big investigation of the piece, exposing these problems and many more. He managed to finally really seriously get the attention of the scientific community. When I first got sick, I was frankly kind of scared of the patient community. You know, there were a lot of people who were really sick and desperate, and I wanted to believe that wouldn't happen to me, and so I kind of just turned away. But the knowledge in the patient community is incredible. And in the case of chronic fatigue syndrome, really the patients are more knowledgeable than anybody else. I wouldn't be talking to you today. I wouldn't be doing my work. I wouldn't be able to do anything if I hadn't listened to other patients and been willing to stretch my kind of the boundaries of what I found believable.
One of the pieces of advice Julie Raymeier got from other patients was avoid mold. She says she was really skeptical at first, but she gave it a shot because she was desperate, and she thinks it has improved her health. Kelly Carswell produced this piece.